3, 2, 1.
Meow.
That was a cat meow. That was a fake cat meow. That's as bad as doing a fake British accent.
Wait. Wait a minute. We just talked about British accents the last time. We do not want to turn off our British viewers.
Did you see the cat?
Our listeners.
Did you see the cat respond? No, because it didn't mean anything to the cat.
He's lounging somewhere.
He's got his pajamas on. He's got a smoking jacket. a little comfy
pipe.
Chair. Pipe. Watching reruns of Cat in the Hat.
Oh my goodness.
Anyway.
Well, we've been
speaking
watching
of
some
watching
good stuff.
Cat in the Hat.
We've been watching some really good stuff though.
So in 2023,
yes,
there was the writer's strike
and the actor's strike. Another reason why I contend that 2023 was a 2-star year.
Back to the ratings thing, huh?
Yeah.
It was a tough year.
Yeah. All our friends were out of work. And all of the shows that we...
All of our friends were out of work.
Okay, not... Well, all of our
friends
who...
A lot of our
who,
actor friends and writer
yes,
friends were out of work.
Out of work.
That is
and
true.
All of the shows we like to watch, well, not all of them, got really delayed and pushed back. And it's really all about us anyway, so...
Well, in some ways, it was also... I was helpful that often when I hire and cast actors, many of whom are friends of mine, it is not screen. It is stage. Stage-based performance.
Right.
So I was able to employ them.
Well, yes, which was, I'm sure,
regularly.
Very, very helpful.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, but yeah. So it's... Now some things are starting to come back, though, because people are working again, and Rookie came back.
Oh, that's right. Rookie came back.
I love Rookie.
You know, what's his name? Rookie.
You know what's hysterical? When you just said that, and now my mind is blanking, the first name I came up with was another character that he was, which is Castle.
That's so
but
helpful.
He was in, no, it's not helpful. It is not helpful. He was in Firefly.
Yes.
Nathan Fillion. Yes.
He's been
Thank
in a
you.
Lot of TV shows.
Yes.
Always plays a very similar type of character.
You think?
Similar type. I mean, meaning
well,
his,
I mean, yeah,
his disposition I guess. And his inflections mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. quirkiness. A little bit funny, but it's serious. Mm-hmm. I think that Castle and Rookie, very similar in the divorce, having a kid.
Oh, well, and... I mean, no. Well,
No?
No, I think their characters are very different.
Oh, their characters are different.
Characters are very
characters
different.
Characters are different. That is true.
Wow. Okay.
What? I rate it a 5.
Oh, my gosh. We're back on the ratings again. Okay.
Nathan, he's
I like his
he's
work.
Good. He's actually really good. I like Nathan
And we
Fillion.
Like Rookie.
We like Rookie.
That's
you know,
right.
It's the type of show where you can work on your own stuff. Usually I'm doing my illustrations while the show is going on and you can follow along.
I'm sure he'd be thrilled to hear that.
I'm sure he knows that that's the case. It's better than network television where it would cut to an ad every 8 minutes
but
and then you lose where you are.
It is on network television.
Well, we watch it on streaming.
Oh.
Without the commercials. I don't watch. Well, I can't. I can't. It's disruptive.
It is disruptive. I understand. But we have been watching some good shows also. We've been finding some really fun shows.
Will Trent.
Will Trent is good.
Really
Will Trent
good.
Is back. I love Will Trent.
The last episode, I don't know who wrote it or who directed it, but it is missing a few pieces. But generally speaking, Will Trent is excellent.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Excellent.
Yes. I love the characters.
Characters are good. The character development is good. Story arc is really interesting. The cinematography is really good.
Yeah, and it's different. For so many years, we had all just like everything was blue and purple, which I like those colors. Mm-hmm. But this is more like yellow and green kind of.
It's on the edge of sallow.
Right, but it's got kind of like a 70s feel.
Yeah, like it's warm.
The boss,
it takes
Amanda.
Place in the South, in Georgia.
Yes.
So it's got like a warmer mm-hmm. southern feel, yeah. afternoon, you know, magic hour kind of feel to a lot of it.
You notice, though, how a lot of the costuming looks very 70s?
It does, yeah.
But it takes place now?
I know.
It's kind of wild. I think
it's really cool.
It definitely creates a vibe.
Wow. Mm-hmm. What was that other show that we watched where it was a mix of... Oh, no, actually, you didn't see it. You haven't seen this show. It's called For All Mankind.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you've been watching that. I didn't see that one.
Fascinating. Fascinating. It's revisionist history
mm-hmm.
of the space race program.
Mm-hmm.
And it starts in the 60s. It goes all the way to almost current time. The technology is advancing rapidly.
Mm-hmm.
But the culture and conditions are not.
Mm-hmm.
It's absolutely fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a chance, you should really see it. It's done so well.
Cool.
Great metaphors. Very interesting juxtaposition of technology.
Ooh,
versus...
juxtaposition.
You like that word?
I like that word.
It'd be a terrible name for a child.
What? Uh-huh.
You know?
Okay. No, that's true. Great.
Right?
Great name for a dog.
You like the... Come here, Jux. Jux. Juxtaposition. Downward dog. That's juxtaposition.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. That sounds awesome.
Silo.
Silo was really good. Oh. Although it comes from a book series, and I usually think the book is better, so I now want to read the books. But I loved how in Silo they parsed out all of the new information so deliberately. And
right.
how they just built it a little bit at a time. So, and I don't want to give a spoiler. So, but when you get to that last episode of that season, and
season
I think there's
one.
Supposed to be more, like when that final reveal happens, you're like, oh, that makes sense now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's wild.
Mm.
Wild.
911 Lone Star.
That's a guilty pleasure.
Absolutely. Rob Lowe.
Oh my God.
You know?
Oh my God.
He's got his face cream.
I know.
But he's also like PTSD'd from
9/11.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, that's a good show. That's fun. It, like, that was that and 9/11 in itself.
Mm.
You know, the original, if you will. Like you think, oh, this is just our guilty pleasure show, and then all of a sudden it gets deep on you.
Mm.
And you're like, wait, what happened?
You know,
they sneak up behind you with a storyline.
Because there you are.
And then they say, hey, character development, here.
There you are with your chamomile tea.
Yeah.
It's 10:15 at night.
Uh-huh.
And you're watching 911.
And you're just
Lone Star,
looking to like... check out,
and you're
relax.
Like, what the heck just happened?
You're making me think.
I don't need to think right
I
now.
I resent that.
I have my chamomile tea for a reason.
Exactly.
Mm.
You're going to make me go break out the whiskey instead.
Now I'm not going to sleep.
Exactly.
And what the use is chamomile tea if you're not going to sleep well?
Exactly. And right? for what? Good stories and character development?
Why does it come into my dreams? Because then I'm up at 3:15 at night. I'm like... oh, now I know why he did that.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But you should mm-hmm. be sleeping.
Mm. Is that why you accidentally call 911 while you sleep and then I have to get on the line? No, it's just Taya again.
Especially if they answer Lone Star.
Oh.
May I help you, please?
Yeah, no, that would be...
Or if Siri answers.
Oh!
Lower Decks.
Oh, that's great. I actually took some inspiration from Lower Decks. I've been writing some flash fiction that is like Lower Decks-esque.
Yes, everyday experiences on a spaceship.
Yeah, it's fun.
Nothing special.
No, exactly. Exactly.
And very, very well written. I have to say, I'm really enjoying. How many episodes have you written?
Like 35, almost 40. Almost I'm putting 40, them out okay. on Medium, though. So, you know, like it's that. Part of a challenge, and I've missed some days by now, but it's been a lot of fun.
Yeah. And flash fiction is 100 words.
Well, this is specifically a Drabble, that's which right. is a flash fiction that has exactly 100 words. Hmm. But Lower Decks was so much fun. Yeah. You were skeptical at first, remember?
Well, no, I was skeptical of Lower Decks.
Because while it was animated.
But while we were watching Star Trek.
Strange New Worlds?
Strange New Worlds.
Yeah.
I don't remember which episode it was. We watched one episode. We're like, oh, this is so awesome. Strange New Worlds is really, really cool.
It was good.
And suddenly the next episode was Lower Decks. I'm like, no. You saw some characters from Lower Decks. I'm like, what are you doing? And I for me,
okay,
it broke all the rules. Of what
and,
I'm expecting.
Oh, you're a rule follower, huh?
In certain ways.
Conservative rule follower. Just
wow.
toe the straight line.
I just lost all my fluids.
You going to clean that up?
That is not me.
Oh.
No, I
You were
really...
like, I don't want to see Star Trek as an animation. And I'm like, but I've heard that's
no,
really
good. No, I liked
good.
It. I actually wanted to see it. Not in the middle of a series that this where the cinematography is just gorgeous.
It just broke your vibe, man.
It did. Oh, it broke my vibe.
Sorry.
Yeah, I didn't need that.
Okay.
I didn't need that.
Wow.
It's like if you're...
But you've liked other things like when we used to watch Angel and then they had the puppet episode. Remember the puppet
yes,
episode?
Yes, but the puppets were because of the magic.
Uh-huh.
That was part of the central theme of magic and monsters and
it was
fantasy.
Puppets.
So
and it didn't break your vibe.
So yeah, okay.
Yeah, you over there, yeah. You in the blue shirt. Yeah, yeah. What? Huh? Oh.
Well.
Yeah, it's good.
That
though.
Was funny though with the puppets.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was warranted.
Okay.
Because I forget, there was some kind of spell.
Uh-huh.
And they all turned into
all
puppets.
All turned into puppets.
That makes sense.
That would be terrible.
But there was no causation between Strange New Worlds and suddenly it becoming animated Lower Decks with really bizarre, interesting, but out of context characters. And style.
I gave it a 5 out of 5.
Oh my god!
Yeah.
let's see. The Morning Show.
Oh, The Morning Show. That has been really good. Amazing.
Martin Short.
Oh.
If you haven't seen The Morning Show, you need to see The Morning Show. Not necessarily in the morning. You can watch The Morning Show at night if you'd like,
what?
Or in the early afternoon. You could watch The Morning Show very early in the morning, even before it's actually The Morning Show.
If it's 12:01 a.m., is that still the morning?
It's always called the... Yes.
Okay.
Like, technically, yes.
Okay.
Unless it's daylight savings, because then it's an extra hour, so it may not actually be the morning yet.
No, you lose an hour.
That's what's happening tomorrow?
Yes. We lose an hour of sleep because we spring forward.
Like a
so
chicken?
So we lose an hour. Like a slinky.
Like a slinky?
Yeah. But yes, the scene you're referring to. You know, when I'm so used to...
Not just
to
seeing the character.
Well,
Martin Short plays a character. You do not expect this of Martin Short.
Well, because you've seen him as a comedian so
you
much.
You have.
And same with... So Steve Carell, his character.
Also.
And like, you're used to seeing them as comedians.
Or at least within a funny role.
Yeah.
Or a quirky role.
And their characters here were very deep. But the one scene in particular where Steve Carell and
Martin Short
were talking about what was going on. It was bone chilling.
Actor and director's dream.
Oh my. I like that scene could have gotten an Oscar.
Absolutely.
Like it was superb.
Wow, I like that. Wow.
That's, you know, the fingers to the lips.
Yeah.
Because, you know, this is radio.
this is radio?
Yeah.
We should be talking like this, see?
Should we now? That was so good. Oh, my God.
You haven't seen The Brother's Son.
No.
Oh, I don't think that is really good.
What is it?
Michelle Yeoh plays the mother of these two brothers, one of whom is raised in Hong Kong by his father, who is a leader of a gang, a mobster, basically, a mobster boss.
Wow, okay.
The mother raises the other son in California, protecting him.
Oh.
And at one point, it all converges.
Oh, dear.
It turns out that the mom is a little bit more than what you think she is.
Of course, it's Michelle Yeoh.
Yeah.
I mean, what do you expect?
Well, Strange New Worlds, too. She was in the early part of Strange New Worlds.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, most of it.
Discovery.
Oh, sorry. Discovery. That's right.
Yeah. Discovery. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh, my gosh. What kind of Trekkie are you?
I'm sorry.
Oh, my goodness.
Not Dead Yet.
I love that show. It's so fun. So this woman had moved to London to be with a man, left her job behind, left her friends, left everything behind. Then it didn't work out. So she comes back to the United States. She gets a job back at her old newspaper again, but the only job she can get is as the writer of the obituary column. And she has to write these obituaries for people. But what happens? She starts actually seeing
and interacting with the dead people she's supposed to write the obituary for.
And they all in some way challenge and or annoy her or get in her way.
They become her muse and her guide.
Exactly.
In daily life.
That's true.
And then they go away when she finishes writing the obituary.
Right. Once she pushes submit.
Right.
And but submits it to her editor, then they move on.
But she can only write the obituary once she understands who they are.
Right.
Which is her opportunity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love her roommate, too.
Mm.
Her roommate, and I'm terrible with I'm terrible with real names, let alone character names, so.
Oh, so Resident Alien.
Love that show, too.
Alan Tudyk.
We had just talked about Nathan Fillion, and Alan Tudyk worked with Nathan Fillion
in Firefly. So Alan Tudyk in Firefly played the pilot, or not the pilot, the pilot.
Wash.
Yes. And Nathan Fillion played the captain.
Yes.
And so Alan Tudyk, we've seen in a bunch of other things, of course, including Con Man, which I think he was producer on and producer and writer.
They crowdfunded that, and I can't find it anywhere anymore. I know it was on Vimeo.
Oh,
and I can't find it anymore.
Oh,
but it was funny.
Yeah, it was crowdsourced.
Oh my gosh,
that's right. I remember that.
It was funny.
I think we funded it. I think we did a crowdsource funding.
Yeah. We contributed so that.
And you got eight episodes, 12 episodes.
It was hysterical. It was hysterical.
But Resident Alien is a story about this alien that arrives on planet Earth and physically takes on the body of a human that he has killed. Unintentionally.
Yeah, they got into a fight when he first arrived. Right. And
so he takes on the manifestation, the physical manifestation
of
this doctor.
Yeah.
He shapeshifts. So he then needs to become a human being.
But he doesn't know how.
He doesn't know how. So every episode is a little bit of a little lesson learned, and he becomes a little bit more human, and he's in denial. He doesn't want to become human.
No.
His objective is to destroy all human beings.
All human beings, yeah.
And leave Earth.
Mm-hmm.
Now inhabited only by non-humans.
Yes, exactly.
But he even potentially falls in love.
I know. He starts developing relationships with people, but he doesn't know quite how to talk.
Or act or walk but he loves pizza, and because everybody loves pizza around
the universe. Everybody loves pizza.
Around the universe.
Yep. Exactly. And yeah, there was that one episode where he was almost about to leave, actually. And then he turned around because the first pizza shop had finally opened up in town, and he needed to get pizza, needed to get that last pizza before he left.
That's what I would do.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Huh.
If I was leaving town for good, I'm like, oh, I'm going to go leave. Oh, pizza.
Pizza.
You know?
You know, I think
and you can take it with you.
That's true. That's true. I mean, pizza could actually solve a lot of the world's problems. Don't you think? Just everyone sit down and have a pizza.
Let's call it a slice. It's a slice of life.
Okay, sure.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Cheese.
Cheese is a perfect food.
Cheese and dough.
Yeah. Nothing wrong with that.
Wow. I'm really interested in pizza right now. Resident Alien keeps you on your toes because you are rooting for someone you're not... an entity.
Mm-hmm.
Who you're not supposed to like, because this entity's purpose is to rid of all of humanity. Mm-hmm. So how do you come to love a good purpose? I know. So how do you come to love and cheer on a character, as any traditional storytelling would?
Mm-hmm.
It's all prefaced on that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, cheering on the hero.
Mm-hmm.
You know, who's the hero? Cheer him on. Obstacles in the way.
Yes.
And they're obstacles, but they're like, well, you want to kill people, everybody, so why do I like you?
Well, right. I mean, like even the whole first season, he's still got like the body of the guy who he looks like now, the corpse.
The corpse.
It's like
in a
freezer. Like, what
the heck?
Why is
it in the freezer? Discard it.
What's it doing in the freezer?
It
was just, the whole thing is like, it's both silly and profound at the same time.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just like, he's just so out of his element.
He's out of his skin.
Well, literally. Yeah. Yeah.
And then there are the two little kids.
I love the kids.
Who are the only ones who can see the real him.
The boy can. The girl can't.
Oh, that's right.
She just trusts him.
She trusts us, right.
Right. She
that's
just
right.
believes
that's
him.
Right. So the boy can see the true alien.
Yes. So the boy always sees him as the
out.
Absolutely.
And then his parents are even like, should we send him to a boarding school?
Right, you know, yeah, because they think he's completely nuts. And
can't take care of this kid anymore.
Then
he sees aliens.
Yeah, Harry the alien and the boy get this rivalry going then for a while. And then they have to have a truce. And then they start working together. Oh, yeah. Oh, I love it.
Excellent, excellent storytelling and writing. I'm so glad that the writer's strike is over. I'm glad that the actor's union strike is over.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Fran Drescher, for all you've done, leading the way to contract negotiations, and for the writers' union as well, because now we can continue with some of our favorite shows. Because
like we said, it's all about us.
that's what this whole podcast is about.
Well, yeah, that's true. It's about it's about us. Yeah.
So
I wow.
Why would you have it any other way? I wouldn't want to make this about people I don't know.
Oh yeah. Ah, you're right.
You know, I mean,
people we don't know.
Living forward. I don't know.
You know,
Stalin.
What?
I'm not sure
is this
why.
A biopic or something? What's the
Living Forward with Stalin?
Get like marching music going. What are you talking about? I don't know.
I don't
where,
either.
Wow. Okay.
Well, that was another half hour of your time
mm-hmm.
spent with us because you love us.
But yeah, I mean, hopefully you got some good show ideas mm-hmm. out of it because, and you know, oh man, there's so many things that I'm waiting to come back. Like Severance, I hope gets another season on Apple TV. I love that show. That's got to get another season.
You're frowning. I'm just thinking, which show was it that they decided not to continue with? Oh, Brother's Son. That's right. I just read today.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I mean, upsetting. I think that's...
I have a couple of friends in the show.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. I told... Yeah. I can't speak, apparently.
Well, you're very excited about something.
I'm very excited. You know how you're just streaming a show, you're hanging out in the evening, and you turn on Special Ops Lioness, and you're just watching your show, and then all of a sudden, there's one of your friends in the scene.
There's Michael Toe.
Yeah. That was
just
fun.
Just happens to show up.
And he was in like four or five scenes.
Yep.
Across two episodes.
Played a doctor.
Yep. Yeah, it was great.
Shout out to Michael Toe.
Yeah. Michael! Woo! It took me a minute. You know, it's like, because you're watching along and they're like, what? Oh! Michael, there you are. Yeah.
And Mike, I'm just going to let you know, very proud that you memorized all those medical terminology.
Oh, yeah, because that actually, that script was no joke in terms of the medical terms. Like, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
The next time I'm running lines with you, just remember, you can do it.
We're behind you all the way.
All the way.
Well, 2024!
Yay!
Rocking it! All right, until next time. Bye!
Bye!